Thursday, and Nan Lesnick's joining us here on Power Talk Radio, 1460 and 101 FM. Good morning, Nan.
Good morning, Mark.
So today's topic is how to protect successor beneficiaries from what's called the dreaded 50% excess accumulation penalty. You'll have to explain this to us because it sounds kind of technical.
I know, it does. It certainly does. Well, last week, you know, we were talking about inherited IRAs, and this is sort of in the same category. And that is that, like IRA owners and first-generation beneficiaries, it says successor beneficiaries are subject to a 50% excess accumulation penalty on RMD shortfalls. What the heck does that mean? Okay, so last week we talked about inheriting an IRA from your parent if you were not a non-spouse inheritor.
Right.
And there are a lot of people that I can tell you are going to die with very large IRAs because they perhaps had a pension and also were putting money into a deferred plan, a 457, a 401k, or whatever. And in many cases that I see, people have $1 million in these plans, and they're not going to use them in their lifetime. So the next person who's going to inherit, let's just say that that's their child. So let's say we have a parent in their 80s passes away and their child becomes the beneficiary of their IRA. It's an inherited IRA, so the child has to take, the child who is now an adult, we'll say in their 60s, has to take the required minimum distributions that the parent was subjected to. But the stock market has been good. The IRA is invested in the market, so it continues to grow. So the RMDs are not really eroding the asset to any great degree. And eventually, this person passes away and their beneficiaries, the successor beneficiaries, which means for purposes of understanding, the secondary beneficiaries or the next in line, they receive this asset, but they're not paying attention to the rules and they don't take RMDs. They've just inherited this asset. They don't think about the fact that there are rules surrounding it and they do not take the withdrawal as they should. Well, what happens when you don't do that is you have a 50% excess accumulation penalty on RMD shortfalls. So again, what that means is that 50% of what you should have taken, and let's just say for simple purposes, you should have taken $10,000. You didn't take that. So now, not only do you have to take the $10,000, but you have to pay an additional $5,000 or 50% in penalty. Now, I'm going to say something that here that is not regulation, but what we see and what we advise people to do is as soon as this is discovered, address it. Address it and say, I didn't know. I inherited this. My tax situation is a wide open book. I was not aware.
And Nan, we are right at the end here. How about if we pick that up on Saturday's program?
Sure. Let's do that.
This very topic. All right. Nan Lesnick joining us this morning. Reach her at her office in Monterey, 831-656-0236, online lesnickcompany.com. And of course, the email is nan@lesnickcompany.com.